Matthew chapter 5, beginning with verse 21. When Jesus had again crossed over in the boat to the other side, a large crowd gathered around him near the sea. Then one of the synagogue rulers, named Jairus, came. When he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet and repeatedly pleaded with him, "My little daughter is near death. Please come and place your hands on her so that she may be healed and live." Jesus went with him, and a large crowd was following him, pressing tightly against him. A certain woman who was there had a discharge of blood for 12 years. She had suffered much under the care of many physicians and had spent all that she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard what was being said about Jesus, she went up behind him in the crowd and touched his robe. She said, "If I just touch his robe, I will be healed." Immediately, her flow of blood stopped, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her affliction. At that moment, Jesus knew that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my robe?" His disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing tightly against you, and yet you say, 'Who touched me?'" Nevertheless, he kept looking around to see who had done this. The woman was trembling with fear, since she knew what had happened to her. She came forward, fell down in front of him, and told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your suffering." While he was still speaking, people from the synagogue ruler's house arrived, saying, "Your daughter is dead. Why bother the teacher anymore?" But when Jesus heard this report, he told the synagogue ruler, "Don't be afraid. Only believe." He did not allow anyone to follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. They went into the house of the synagogue ruler, and Jesus saw a commotion with people weeping and wailing loudly. When he entered, he said to them, "Why are you making a commotion and weeping? The child is not dead, but sleeping." They laughed at him. But after he put everyone out, he took the father of the child, her mother, and those who were with them, and went in where the child was. Grasping the hand of the child, he said to her, "Talitha kaum." When translated, that means, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." Immediately the little girl stood up and began to walk around. She was 12 years old. They were completely and utterly amazed. Then he gave them strict orders not to let anyone know about this, and he told them to give her something to eat. Chapter 6. Jesus left there and went to his hometown. His disciples followed him. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue. Many who heard him were amazed. They asked, "Where did this man learn these things? What is this wisdom that has been given to this man? How is it that miracles such as these are performed by his hands? Isn't this the carpenter, the son of Mary and the brother of James, Joses, Judas, and Simon? And aren't his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his hometown and among his own relatives and in his own house. He could not do any miracles there except to lay his hands on a few sick people and heal them." He was amazed at their unbelief.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.